You've probably heard plenty about the Industrial Relations Bill by now, but do you know what it means for parental leave? One of the main provisions attached to the bill is the introduction of the enforceable right to extra unpaid parental leave. The Greens say this will give extra firepower to any parent wanting to extend their time caring for their kids. But one economist is concerned it may make it harder for women to re-enter the workforce. Climate and business reporter Sarah Dingle explains.
Leaving the baby bubble and heading back into the workplace is never easy. Currently, if you want to take more than 12 months unpaid parental leave, you can put in a request, but it's not guaranteed. Now, as part of the haggling over the Industrial Relations Bill, the Greens have struck a deal on an enforceable right to extra unpaid parental leave, as Greens Senator Barbara Pocock explained to me between the bells for Senate divisions.
You find you've got a sick baby or you need more time at home, you ask for an extension of that leave. You can seek up to an additional 12 months. But once again, at the moment, as the law is, you've got no backup if the employer knocks you back. So we have introduced an enforceability in the same way around unpaid parental leave requests.
Currently, employees who've been in their jobs for more than a year have the right to up to 12 months unpaid parental leave. After that, you can request up to an extra 12 months unpaid, but this can be refused if your employer has reasonable business grounds for doing so. The Greens say having an enforceable right to that extra 12 months unpaid parental leave means that if your employer refuses and you think it's unreasonable, you can take your case to the Fair Work Commission.
It won't affect everybody, but flexibility and more backup when you ask for flexibility is so important to so many working carers these days.
Before entering Parliament, Barbara Pocock was founder and director of the Centre for Work and Life at the University of South Australia. She says there's a real need to empower some parents in parental leave negotiations.
Around about 40% of Australian workers look for some flexibility in their workplace. They make a request to their employer and about half of them get what they want. So there are another half, a good 20% of Australian workers who want flexibility who can't get it. Others will know it's not a good thing to ask for. You will have a stigma attached to you for asking. It especially affects men. So there are, you know, 2 in 10 workers for whom the general backup on making requests could be quite significant. They will have the Fair Work Commission and possibly a bit of case law unfolding over the next year or so that says good behaviour looks like this, bad behaviour looks like this, and when you behave badly and refuse unfairly, there will be consequences, and there haven't been in the past.
The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry has reacted cautiously to the news. In a statement, Chief Executive Andrew McKellar said ACCI was yet to see any specific amendments from the Greens and they will closely assess any proposed changes when they have more detail. Mr. McKellar also said any parental leave cases ending up at the Fair Work Commission should be dealt with via conciliation or mediation, not arbitration.
We should welcome this. It provides women in particular more flexibility as they try and manage those early years of a child's life and their work commitments. However, we do need to be careful about who is using this and make sure that it's also underpinned by broader measures that encourage the take-up of paid parental leave by men or by fathers.
That's health economist Dr. Angela Jackson. She has some concerns that, unintentionally, this could make it harder for women to get back into the workforce.
Within the current, paradigm, where what we see is that it is largely women and mothers who take paid parental leave and take time out of the workforce, and that is really the driving force behind women earning less than men, we want to make sure that all policies in this space reflect that and really encourage and support that equal sharing of that unpaid caring work of young children between men and women in the household. What we want to make sure is that none of these policies inadvertently lead to, lowering women's overall economic participation and economic security going forward.
Georgie Dent is Executive Director of The Parenthood, an advocacy group for families. She's a bit sceptical about giving parents more backing to take their complaints to the Fair Work Commission. Her point being, if you've recently had a baby, it's probably the last thing you feel like doing.
Parents, particularly of children under five, They're incredibly time poor. They're often also income poor. And so being able to take on the enormity of taking a case to the Fair Work Commission, it's probably not feasible for lots of people.
Georgie Dent says the amendment does have value, but there's plenty more to be done to improve parental rights in the workplace.
We haven't got any evidence, and I certainly haven't heard from our members of that being a specific complaint. What we do hear about a lot is that how many people are made redundant while they're either on parental leave or in that first year when they're returning to work. Australia lags the developed world in terms of the policies that we have that support parents. And, you know, I often describe paid parental leave and access to quality early childhood education and care as almost like the roads and bridges that families need to move between work and family. And we have not invested in those infrastructure projects.
Georgie Dent, Executive Director of the Parenthood Ending Sarah Dingle's report.
Getting in touch with ABCRN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.
Hello again, podcasters. Just wanted to mention, if you're looking for more stories that help explain economics in a way that us non-economists can understand, I recommend The Money. Give it a try. It's easy to find on the ABC Listen app.